A Day in the Ministry of Jesus. Commentary for the July 13, 2024 Sabbath School Lesson by Stephen Terry, Director, Stillwaters Ministry. www.visitstillwaters.com. Then I looked and heard the voice of many angels, numbering thousands upon thousands and 10,000 times 10,000. They encircled the throne and the living creatures and the elders. Revelation 5:11. When we look around us, we wonder how our earth, created to be an Eden, became so chaotic and sick with evil. Disease stalks everyone from birth to the grave. We too often use drugs and alcohol to self-medicate the physical and mental ailments that can make our lives, lives of bondage and depression. But there's no relief there, for those self-medicating practices can lead us ever deeper into mental illness and bondage that seems demonic in nature. It used to be that those so deeply afflicted would be involuntarily detained in mental institutions, out of sight of the public. But now we see them on the street corners, shouting obscenities into the wind, protesting the demons that beset them. Broken from reality, they may even attack objects or people around them, believing them to be threatening demons seeking to do them in if they do not act out to defend themselves. Spending a shift with those that do intake for the jails in any large city can reveal how deep and persistent this is in society. Picking up the broken pieces of humanity, depending on the robustness of the social safety net, can often end up in the laps of the custodians of incarceration. Beset by such an assault on decency, it is a wonder more of these brave jailers do not end up being pulled down into the same maelstrom they are trying to deliver others from. According to the Bible, humanity went well beyond this point in the past and perished in a deluge, leaving only a handful of survivors. Jesus cited this example as how it would be once again in Matthew 24, verses 36 through 38. People would be so preoccupied with survival amid the chaos and the needs of their daily routines, they would lose the ability to understand that the bondage of this life is not all there is. They would succumb to the belief that there is no real freedom that awaits, and therefore they must grab all they can in this short life before someone else does. A new home, a new car, a new boat, or anything newer than what they have becomes a distraction that draws the attention away from reality to a constructed existence based on the importance of possessing material things as opposed to having a relationship with Jesus and allowing that relationship to blossom into compassion and empathy for the many suffering in this world. The struggle to survive in this world is hard, but is made harder by the hardness of heart we have for one another. It is God's purpose to soften those hearts that we might all find help in living our lives according to Ezekiel 36, verse 26. However, it is the purpose of the adversary to benumb our senses to prevent that. He is gifted at making things appear the opposite of what they are. But failing that, he would lead us to become so besotted we cannot hear God's voice speaking to our hearts. He would be happy to leave us all on a street corner, spewing gibberish into the air, broken and apparently beyond repair. How did this happen? We're told that there was war in heaven. Lucifer, adversary to God, revolted against divine rule, according to Revelation chapter 12, verses 7 through 17. A third of the angels came over to his side. It was not hard to deceive those who followed Lucifer, for a lie was something new. Despite the vast amount of time since then, and so much experience with liars, too many of us continue to excuse lying as immaterial to character. We do not occupy high enough moral ground to be able to blame those angels who did not have our experiential advantage. We cannot follow them into a pit and then wonder how we got there, as though naively innocent. When we calculate the number of angels in the heavenly scene in our opening verse in Revelation chapter 5, we come up with a figure of at least 104 million. If this in any way represents the two-thirds of the angels that remain loyal to God, that would mean that at least 52 million fallen angels were cast to the earth. What have they been doing through the ages? The Bible gives us clues. Jesus pointed out that all lying originated with Satan in John 8:44. Any deceit, however trivial, has its origin there. It makes sense then that no fallen angel nor Lucifer would readily identify themselves as such. The Bible tells us that Lucifer has the ability to appear as an angel of light and his minions as ministers of righteousness in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 14 and 15. This provides even more reason that we should seek God directly rather than trust apparent ministers of righteousness to be our guides. We are told that if we seek God diligently, he will be found in Deuteronomy 4, verse 29. There are excuses that Lucifer would have us accept to avoid that encounter between us and God. There is a problem of theodicy, where he says that a good God cannot exist if he allows such evil, deceitfully hiding his own complicity in the evil that afflicts our world. If we were to take that to its logical conclusion, it is asking, how can there be God if there is a devil? But if the account of the rebellion in heaven is correct, how can there be a devil to make that argument if there is no God? Lucifer cannot be a testimony that God does not exist without being testimony that he does exist. Such is the nature of a lie. Logic has little to do with it beyond serving the liar's self-interest. Lucifer and his minions have had eons to deny that God exists, or, failing that, to impugn his character. But it seems contrary to that argument to impersonate angels and ministers of something that does not exist. Jesus could have come, died, and been resurrected as a child, teenager, or young adult if his death and resurrection were all that was necessary. Instead, before his death, he spent 3.5 years unveiling the true character of God. Lucifer, the castaway, would have us believe that God does not care for his creation and would hard-heartedly cast us aside also. But Jesus told us that those who come to him will not be cast out in John 6:37. Lucifer points to the sick, the lame, the mentally ill as proof of God's indifference. But Jesus heals the sick, the lame, the blind, and the mentally ill as proof that God does care, proof of his compassionate and loving character. Per Matthew chapter 4, verses 23 and 24, and 1 John 4, verse 8. That he spent so much time tending to the spiritual, mental, and physical wounds of humanity demonstrates that it wasn't enough to give people a free ride to heaven through grace. It was to demonstrate that grace makes a difference here and now. We are not left to suffer in the charnel house this world has become. God cares for and loves us. Lucifer would chain us to his train of captives. God would set us free. An old story tells of a man who was trapped on the roof of his house by a flood. He prayed that God would save him. Soon a boat came by and offered to take him to safety. He replied that he had prayed and God was going to deliver him, so no thanks. Later a helicopter flew above the house and someone rappelled down to the roof and offered to take the man to safety. Again he replied that he would stay there until God delivered him, so no thanks. The helicopter left and eventually the man drowned and in the afterlife he accused God of abandoning him. God replied, "I sent a boat and a helicopter. Either one would have been enough to save you." The point of this parable is that we often see what we want to see and not what is possible to see. That is why one person can pray and come away believing that God does not answer prayer, while another may pray and in the very same circumstances can believe that God did answer their prayer. This is why when people came to him asking for healing, Jesus often asked them if they believed he could heal them. Recognizing the need for faith and their own lack, some would respond by asking him to help them overcome their unbelief to find healing, as in Mark chapter 9, verse 24. This is the essence of how Jesus lived his days of ministry. He did not compel people to come to him, but when they did, they discovered the truth about God's character. They found that despite all apparent evidence to the contrary, it was still possible to be free, as in John chapter 8, verse 36. The purpose of the Gospels, including Mark, is to reveal to us the possibility of that freedom. Lucifer tells us it is possible to find happiness through newer and better things that are available to all who have the money to buy them. Jesus exposes that as a lie and tells us that life is not a competition over buying things, but true happiness exists in having compassion and love toward one another. Money and things perish over time, but love endures. Thank you for listening to this commentary podcast. You can find the written version of this podcast, as well as hundreds more commentaries, podcasts, articles, and links to books by the author at our website at www.visitstillwaters.com. Once again, that's www.visitstillwaters.com. May God richly bless you and your family.